Israel recently celebrated her 75th birthday, and May is National American Jewish Heritage Month. Now, while these two events are certainly cause for celebration, there are challenges that exist for the Jewish people here in America as well as around the world. Most of those challenges are rooted in hatred and anti-Semitism. Our first guest today joins us to discuss the life and heritage of the Jewish people. He is the regional director for the New Jersey offices of the American Jewish Committee, Rabbi David Levy. How are you today, Rabbi?
I'm terrific. Thank you for having me, Chris.
And for more information about the work, the goals, and the wealth of information that the American Jewish Committee offers on their just on their website alone, it's ajc.org. And if you're in New Jersey, as well as on the stream, the specific regional offices for New Jersey would be /New Jersey. And, of course, we do have that link on our homepage. Mention how this month is National American Jewish Heritage Month, Rabbi. As far as heritage for the American Jew, I've seen reports and surveys, polls, commentaries over recent years that there's a growing disconnect among American Jews with their homeland heritage. Is that something you agree with or you would present an argument against?
Well, you know, I think when we speak to American Jews of all ages, there is a deep connection to their sense of being part of the Jewish people. So I would kind of dispute that. We know, for instance, that vast majorities of American Jews do such things as celebrate Hanukkah, celebrate Passover, celebrate those things that are deeply a part of our heritage of our religion and our people. So I really do think there is a place for celebration here during this Jewish American Heritage Month, true celebration of the many contributions of Jews to America, but also the special place that America has played in the life of our Jewish people here in this country.
And with the current population of Jewish people in America being at 7.6 million, it certainly opens the door for a mutual learning experience of what the Jewish heritage, Jewish culture, and the contributions of the Jewish people and the Jewish nation have made to the world.
100%. I think that one of the opportunities that we have when we celebrate Jewish American Heritage Month is the opportunity to reflect on how proud we are of Jewish contributions to America and to the world. Jews have served in the government. Jews have served in the military. I myself was a chaplain in the U.S. Navy. Jews have won Nobel Prizes, have advanced medicine, created and performed works in performing and visual art, written great American novels, even become justices of the Supreme Court. So we're really proud of all that Jewish Americans have done. There are names like Louis Brandeis and Irving Berlin and Jonas Salk and Betty Friedan and Steven Spielberg and Barbara Streisand and Hank Greenberg and Sandy Koufax and so many more that are really a part of the fabric of our country.
And with all that being said, I know the elements are so complicated, but it's kind of ironic how the question could be so simple. Why is there hatred of the Jews?
Oh, I wish there were a simple answer.
Yeah, there isn't. It's just one of those paradoxes.
It is one of the sad paradoxes of history that anti-Semitism is the oldest hate, that it's a toxin that we haven't been able to eliminate from our world. And yet, I would say this moment gives us a chance in a time of rising anti-Semitism to let more people know who Jews really are and not what others say about us. You know, there are so many conspiracy theories and online hate that we find. And a moment like this is a great time to separate truth from fiction, to know the great contributions of Jews, not just for ourselves. But, you know, I think one of the things that people aren't always aware of is how Jewish Americans have been at the forefront of some of the critical moments in our nation's history, fighting for the Union in the Civil War, marching and advocating early on and often for civil rights, and being central to the civil rights movement, being central to the suffragette movement, being central to the women's rights movement, being central to the LGBTQ rights movement. The list goes on and on and on. And I think some of that comes from having been ourselves a targeted community. We know what it's like to be vilified. We know what it's like to be persecuted simply for who you are or how you worship. And so we, as a people, have been dedicated to making sure that there's no safe harbor for hate in our nation.
All right, David Levy, who is the regional director of the New Jersey offices of the American Jewish Committee, AJC.org. Their website, if you're listening on the stream, and there's regional offices all throughout the country, and you can see that from the top of the page menu in the drop-down for New Jersey would be /New Jersey, and we do have it linked at our homepage as well. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Referring to your website, too, RabbiAJC.org, and the information that you make available for both Jew and non-Jew to gain a better understanding. Isn't that really just a simple question I asked before? Maybe the answer is a little more simple than we imagine it to be, and that could be the problem, too. We overcomplicate it. If we have education, that leads to understanding. The understanding could be the diffusion of that hatred.
You know, Chris, that is key. We know from our most recent study about the state of anti-Semitism in America that 73% of Americans who know a Jewish person also understand that anti-Semitism is rising and see it as a societal problem that they need to be a part of solving. So the idea of knowledge being the answer to hate is, I think, central to everything we do.
And certainly when you look at some of the latest reports of anti-Semitism and its continued rise, just in New Jersey alone, there was a story I saw in Bergen County, a school in Westwood. They found a swastika made out of sticks in Glen Rock. An 11-year-old student was scrawling Nazi symbols on a school desk. That's the point where I think maybe the focus on that education really needs to be addressed, where in a month like this, where there is a call for recognition, that recognition has to come with an effort, not just a waving from a distance.
And I have to actually give some credit to the Glen Rock schools. Their reaction to that incident was actually to have AJC come out and do a training with their teachers and administration on recognizing and responding to anti-Semitism in a school atmosphere. I think our educators really understand that we need to work with the next generation and give them a sense, not just of their responsibility to fight anti-Semitism, but their responsibility to fight anti-Semitism and all forms of hate. I think it's something we should reflect on is the fact that Jewish American Heritage Month comes during the exact same month as AAPI Heritage Month, recognizing the contributions of Asian Americans and Pacific Island community. And that teaches us about the value of diversity in the United States, that our two communities, both targeted communities, could share in a month, not just celebrating heritage, but also devoting ourselves to educating the community about who we are and what we are as a way of combating hate.
And I always say, too, when there's a month of recognition for, you know, fill in the blank, it's not, okay, at the end of the month, we stop. This is a month where we're reminded why this should be a thought and a process and effort year-round.
I agree fully.
Again, May, National American Jewish Heritage Month, and just over a week ago, we had Israel celebrating, well, by calendar, 75th birthday, but if you are of a biblical grounding, you realize the land of Israel is a lot older than that and is the eternal inheritance of the Jewish people. Learn more about the work of the American Jewish Committee. It's AJC.org. They have regional offices nationwide in New Jersey. There's, as I said, fantastic information both of history, fact, reality, as well as engagement to better the cause and diffuse the hate that exists that's targeted at the Jewish people. We've been joined by the regional director of New Jersey offices, American Jewish Committee, Rabbi David Levy. Rabbi, best of success with your continued work. It's an ongoing project, I know, but if you can keep a finish line in sight and a goal in place, that work becomes success. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for helping us educate the community about this very special month of celebration.